Hello and welcome back to the Callcast, episode 7. That's right, we are on episode 7. So we think it's episode 7. So
I kind of lost track at this point, so it could be episode even 9 or 10, but
yeah.
For this purpose we're calling it 7 because that's what we think it is.
All right. Yeah. You know, this is episode 21. I'm just joking. But you know,
episode 20.
Yeah, it could be episode 20. Heck, it could be episode 100 for all we know.
So, wow, that would be a lot of lost episodes.
I mean, with my editing skills, it wouldn't surprise me if I lost that many episodes.
It's summer. No one knows what day it is anyway, so why would we know what episode it is?
That is true.
That's true. Oh, happy last week of school, everybody. For everyone that's not seniors.
Hey, Jess, high five. Oh, wait. Like, we can't high five because it's virtual. So, okay.
Virtual high fives to everyone listening. Woo! Congratulations.
And congrats to all the seniors graduating, all the juniors, everyone moving up.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll have fall semesters like normal. You guys can finish high school like normal. Congrats on finishing another great year.
Yeah. And sadly, to put a damper on things, this is the last episode for season 1 of the Callcast because, you know, school ended, so.
But we plan on continuing it next year.
Yeah.
With whatever hosts are still left.
Yeah. You'll find a right host, Jaden. We believe in you. You are.
Right. So,
newspaper's in good hands with you at the helm. I cannot English. Jeez.
You've got this, Jaden.
Thank you. I will try my best to fulfill my duties.
You got this.
Even if I do the podcast alone?
Yep.
Still continue. So all of our
you got this,
mate.
We're in good hands.
Yep, the call cast is like in great hands.
Okay, well, we forgot to introduce ourselves.
Oh.
I'm Jaden.
I'm Jessica.
And I am Cameron, and yeah, this will be the last episode with this trio of hosts. It's kind of a little sad, but you know, as Jaden pointed out, it kind of came like full circle before the recording, right?
It did, because when we first started recording, that was when the coronavirus stuff started, pretty much. We're talking about that, and now we're talking about everything in the country reopening, so kind of full circle, or at least a 180.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been quite the whirlwind with podcast news, but it's been a great time.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
if there is any good time to start a podcast and end a podcast, it would probably be now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, we hope everyone has enjoyed listening thus far. And, you know, just stay tuned to the start of next school year. And, yeah, I feel great things are coming.
Cameron, so, Jessica, if you guys want to listen to the podcast when you guys are at college.
Oh, don't worry. I'll give it full shout outs at Missouri.
we'll call in and you can have a call in segment for us.
That would be great. I would love to do that.
All right. So what do we have on deck today?
Well, I think since we started off talking about all of the opening, I know a lot of people have been really excited for sports news, so...
That is right.
Cameron, you want to talk about the Aussie football?
All right. Possibly the greatest sport in the world has come back on June 11th, 2020. Aussie Rules Football League is amazing. Sorry.
He's been very excited for that. I wanted that to be the first thing on
there. I've been...
Well, his enthusiasm is shared by a lot of people, so
we will finally have sports back.
Yeah, it's coming back. You right. know, the Aussie Rules Football League is back. I'm excited. I'm gonna get up at 5 a.m. every day to watch those games, so but you know, baseball's working out some stuff. The NBA is back. The NFL thinks they're gonna start on time, so things are looking up.
Yeah, the MLB draft started yesterday, and I think it's continuing right now as we speak today.
All right.
So, for anyone
who... New hope.
So, you know, the country's coming back together.
Yep.
putting on sports.
So, you know, the country's starting to open up a little bit. Sports are starting to come back. So hopefully, you know, good things continue. And we just keep, you know, punching back at Corona. So, yeah, you may have kept this down. But
are they going to have an audience?
For Aussie Rules Football League?
Are they going to have, like, the fans?
Some of them.
For the Aussie football?
I don't know about.
For sports in general. Like, what are we looking at?
I know the Ohio State Athletic Director said a couple weeks ago they could potentially hold 25 to 50,000 to where it's like basically like, let's say you have a family that want to go to Ohio State football game, right? So y'all can sit together, but let's say there's another family that they'll basically be seated away from you, but I also don't know how that's going to work. And then the Miami Dolphins talked about something like that too. It was really weird, but they haven't really officially said anything.
Well, I mean, that's better than no people watching.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure it'll also depend on the area. Like, for Southeast Detroit, I don't think sports will come back with audience, but maybe, I know Arizona's been talking a lot about having sports there.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
And then Texas said open-air stadiums can be up to 50% capacity, and I was like, okay, that's a big step. But,
right. Yeah.
But, so, it'd be interesting to see how all this is going to play out.
Yeah, it will be. Well, and I guess speaking of other reopening things, barbershops for Michigan, right here, local area, here and now, are opening on the 15th.
Yep.
I believe that's
so everyone that's been, you know, their hair's all grown out.
I'm scheduling an appointment that day. Like, I'm going to watch my barbershop that I go to, like, look for the hours especially it opens, the boys, and then call it sure. And set an appointment. Because
no so. More at-home haircut craziness.
Oh, my God, the buzz cuts.
Oh, my God.
I know
dad.
So many guys who just shaved their head.
Me, too. It's. I'm just glad that the barbershops are opening.
My dad cut his own hair with a beard trimmer.
I cut my dad's hair, and I dyed it.
That's awesome.
Because he was going back to work. So, I wanted to look good. Also, a lot of restaurants opened this week.
Yep.
Retail stores are beginning to reopen. Most of them have, like, a limited capacity of people that's allowed in the store. Still either required or strongly encouraged to wear a mask.
Yep. And also, like, when you go to the barbershop, wear a mask. Be smart, you know.
Be smart.
Wash your hands afterwards,
you
know. You
don't lose anything.
Yep.
You know? Yeah, you don't lose anything by wearing a mask.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with wearing a mask.
And I also think the 12 Oaks Mall opened yesterday. So they're open in limited capacity right now.
All right.
Right, and that's a huge thing for this area.
Yeah, our area was hit.
I don't know, like,
huge.
How are they monitoring? The mall's huge.
Right. I think that they're monitoring the doors because I'm not really sure about 12 Oaks, but I went to a store the other day and they had somebody waiting at the door or something, like checking off how many people are going in and letting people in. So I'm sure we'll be seeing a lot of that in the future.
True. I'm sure stuff like drinking fountains will have plastic bags over them.
Oh, yeah.
I
don't know
honestly,
the public bath.
I've never liked drinking fountains.
No.
Why do we have drinking fountains? When you really think about it, like, they are not sanitary.
They're not. I like the ones that they put in the school recently where you put your water bottle
Oh, yeah.
Let's just go to those.
Those are good ones.
Those are really nice.
That's what we need to see.
Yeah. Like, honestly, just put those
in. The coronavirus drinking fountain revolution.
Right, I mean, we'll probably be seeing a lot of changes like that.
And think about, like, how many water bottles you save if you go to what we have at our school.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, each of them has, you know, a count that talks about how many they save.
So, eco-friendly, probably a bit more cheaper, too.
It adds up.
So.
It definitely adds up.
Yeah.
Save money, save the environment, save
your health.
Yeah. Let's get on that. Let's propose to abolish of all drink. I'm just joking, but
honestly, you're on to something.
Honestly, I was kind of just spitballing there.
Right, because, I mean, those things are gross.
They are, like...
Remember in, like, elementary school? Everyone would line up at the same time, and it would just be, like, a whole nasty thing.
Yeah. You know, like, when we were all little kids, we didn't know how to properly drink out of it. So, like, people would, like, put their mouths on the actual faucet.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was gross.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then everyone would be like, 1, 2, 3, save some for me. But that's not enough water to get you hydrated.
Yeah.
So that's why the, you know, the smart bottle system is just so much more effective.
Yeah.
I did not plan on talking about this for so long, but...
Neither did I. It kind of just happened.
But
it is an essential topic in our modern civilization.
No, it really is.
All right, so the call cast petition to abolish drinking fountains.
Yeah. Like, Quit Trip, you know, if you're hearing this.
I will make change.org petition.
Yeah. And I'm just saying, Quit Trip, if you're hearing this and you want to support the cause, like, you can,
totally.
You know, just saying.
You know, we went through a whole season and we never really got that sponsorship.
Yeah. I'm
it's
definitely.
Next year.
I will work on getting that sponsorship. Even if I'm not on this.
Trip in Missouri?
That's a good question. Let me check real quick.
If they don't have it, he's just going to decide. If they don't have it, he's not going to go.
Let's see. All right, there is a Quick Trip in Missouri.
There's, I mean, how far is it, though?
There's one.
How far are you willing to drive?
Well, I'm in the middle of the state in Columbia in the fall, and there's one in Columbia, but there's also, like, a ton in St. Louis and a ton in Kansas City, so I would be down if the one in Columbia is, like, not open anymore. I would drive 3 hours to a Quick Trip.
I like your commitment.
Jayden, we will have you a sponsorship
we
by
will.
The end of next year.
I really appreciate that.
I will go to the head of Quick Trip and get that sponsorship.
We will have a reunion episode, and we can live stream our search trip to Missouri, our search for a Quick Trip sponsorship.
I'll videotape everything, and we'll put it in a series of... the mission to get the sponsorship, and it'll be like a new episode each week.
Oh yeah, it can be like a vlog. You just ask the people for a sponsorship.
Yeah, I'll put like dramatic music behind it and everything.
You don't even go to the school anymore. It's like 5 years down the road, you're still doing it.
Oh my god.
But I mean, it's foreseeable. So, speaking about college, we should talk about what your college is that you're going to specifically. Are handling the coronavirus, how they're going to reopen, are they going to be doing, like, a hybrid between in-person classes or online, or all in-person, dorm rooms?
All right.
Do you want to go first, Cameron?
You can. I kind of just went on the whole tangent with the Quick Trip, so you can take a shot at it first.
He has to calm down.
Yeah.
U of M is supposed. They're supposed to come out by the end of the month. With what they're doing with all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the president has expressed optimism that we can have in-person classes.
That's good.
I've heard a lot of different people's predictions. Like, you know, if we have off-campus classes, but then labs are in person, or, you know, it's a like a hybrid model or something,
right?
Like what Michigan State is doing. They're doing in-person classes until, I think, Thanksgiving or around then, and that's when they're predicting the second wave to hit, so then they'll move to online classes then.
Right.
But the president has been really optimistic about in-person classes, but what that's actually gonna look like,
mm-hmm.
they're not announcing till the earliest at the end of the month.
Okay. Well,
so basically, I don't know anything.
Yeah, but I mean, it's steps in the right direction. And yep. Hopefully we can avoid a second wave.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this reopening's great, but we all have to be careful.
Yeah.
Right, so it doesn't come back harder the next time.
And please, 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 for everyone listening, total side topic, but please wear a mask.
Yes.
I just had my first day at work yesterday, and I think Cameron did too, and the amount of people who came in without a mask.
Oh my gosh, yes. Like,
was incredible. And then I had a few people get upset with me that, you know, we wouldn't let them into the store. So I worked at an ice cream shop. We wouldn't let them into the store unless they had a mask on. And a lot of people were really upset, but that right now that's the only way we can protect ourselves, really.
Right.
Like, 100%. I'm like toughing it out at Landing where it's really hot. Like, that's the hottest place in the Little Caesars I work at. And the air conditioner is already iffy there. And, like, I'm toughing it out wearing a mask. Like, you can come in a store and wear a mask. It's not that hard.
Right. It's not that bad. Working a full work day
with
a mask. That's nothing compared to the 15, 20 minutes that you'll most likely spend in the store.
Yeah.
So, right.
Do it for yourself. Do it for others. There's no harm in wearing it.
Yeah. And if you're like, well, you know, I'm healthy and, like, all that, well, it's not only, like, protecting yourself. It's also, like Jaden said, protecting the others around you.
Right. Your families, too.
Yeah.
If you live with someone who has that condition.
Even if you think you're healthy, there's still a chance that the virus may be within you, so.
Yep. So, just be smart, guys. And we'll get through this.
Be smart.
Yeah.
We will.
Don't be a stooge, basically.
Pretty much, yes.
But, yeah.
So what's happening?
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no, you're fine. You're fine.
Oh,
don't apologize. You're good.
So what's happening in Missouri in terms of how they're dealing with the coronavirus?
Oh, Mizzou has been a whirlwind the last couple weeks with what they've done. They proposed a hybrid start. A hybrid, and by starting 10 days early, working through Labor Day, so like no Labor Day weekend whatsoever, and then ending the first semester on November, and basically everyone goes online because that's when they predicted the second wave would hit. But the board that like deals with these proposals like completely just shut it down. It was like, okay, yeah, that's kind of a bad idea because there's a like. It's weird how Missouri is. There's, like, a lot of... It's a smaller, big-time school, but also, like, a lot of the students, a lot of upperclassmen don't live on campus. They live in the city around the school. And what I've seen on Twitter was a lot of these students saying, like, my lease doesn't start until 5 days after this proposed start. Like, I can't move in, so I'll have no place to go.
Right, yeah, that's going to be a problem.
Especially if
you're
from out of state or something, that's...
Yeah, and that was one of my concerns, too. I was like, am I going to get reduced tuition? How much am I getting back in room and board and stuff like that? But, like I said, that proposal got rejected. So, then they came out earlier today with, expect classes to start on August 24th. Teacher and faculty, everyone just be ready for in-person classes. Just expect it to happen. But also, this is where the great fun part comes in. The chancellor is... an interim chancellor, which means basically he's not the full chancellor. He's basically has a job right now, but they could obviously bring in someone new or take the interim tag off him, but it's just a really weird gray area right now.
Right.
So basically, I know nothing either.
Have you heard any stories from senior friends, Jaden?
Oh, yeah.
Well, not really. Everyone's pretty much in the same boat. I heard the stuff about some of my friends are going to Michigan State that, you know, they're planning on opening and having students live on campus. Like, I think they have a choice. I think that's what I heard. I'm not sure if that's what it is.
All right.
But at the end, it's just, you know, no one really knows for sure. Until it comes down to it, because things might change a lot in the next few months, especially with the reopenings.
Yeah.
Right. This, you know, by July, you know, especially after the 4th of July, I'm sure with, if everything's reopening at the same rate,
yeah,
there's going to be a lot of gatherings. Grad parties are starting to happen.
Right. So weddings that have been postponed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I sports starting to come back, so.
Having to cancel.
Yeah.
Yeah, my, one of my friend's aunts, I think, was supposed to have their wedding. Then it got rescheduled because they wanted, like, a big family wedding. So.
Yeah, I think
all of those are going to be happening.
So hopefully, you know, the numbers, you know, continue to decrease with all these, you know, reopenings and big gatherings. Yeah, and let's just, if those numbers decrease, let's, you know, keep doing our job, keep being smart, and just
wear a mask, please.
Yeah, wear a mask.
Social distance, and we can avoid a second wave.
Yeah.
And we got this as a country. We can do this.
We got this.
Right. The podcast crew thinks you can do it, you can do it.
Yeah. Like, if you don't think you can do it, you can do it. We believe in you.
And it is possible, because New Zealand had just declared a couple days ago that they're coronavirus-free. They haven't had any new cases be reported in over 20 days.
And I believe on Monday,
all coronavirus-related restrictions have been lifted. They're at normal, obviously. I'd call it normal, but I feel like there's a mental transition period with after the chaos. So physically, they're normal. Their last patient who was being hospitalized for the coronavirus was released on Monday. So as of right now, there are no cases in the country. So it is possible. And I feel like, I can't remember what they were, but there are a few other countries who are pretty much at the same spot.
Yep.
So.
So this is good news. See, there's good news happening all around us.
You know how they're, like, in kind of, like, a weird mental transition period? I feel like for America, like, this is just how I feel like that just won't happen. Because I already see people who, I mean, who are just completely back to normal already. And we're not even, you know, we still have a lot of cases. We're not coronavirus-free.
Yeah, I mean, I see a lot of people, but I feel like I work at Cold Stone, an ice cream place, and there were so many people, because we have, if you use a credit card, we have you sign the receipt, and there were almost every single customer refused to use one of our store pens and brought their own personal pen, so just something really, really, really little like that.
Yeah. Right.
I think I had maybe three people go use the store pen, and one lady even went back to her car to get a pen because she didn't want to touch the store pens.
Honestly, like, why are there store pens?
Just keep doing stuff like that.
Like,
right.
When you really think about it, store pens, like,
I have developed a public pen phobia through this quarantine.
But
just public anything.
Yeah.
Right. But I mean, then again, there's a lot of people, like why I said, I feel like our transition period isn't going to be so weird, because there's a lot of people who already have been starting to act like it's normal, and they're having parties, and, you know, a lot of people haven't been wearing masks at all during this.
Yeah, like,
New Zealand probably doesn't really have that as much resistance.
Yeah.
I don't know, though.
And I understand also, you know, New Zealand's a smaller country or whatever, but I just wanted to point out that there are places in the world who are getting over this or at the point. And also, on an update on the vaccine, Oxford came out with a bit of a dilemma that the cases are in local areas in the UK, whatever, are decreasing so rapidly. There almost aren't enough people, like, who are sick or who are getting it to be able to test and know if the vaccine really works, because there are so few cases.
Yeah.
So, like, it's good that there are no cases, but also
that might be a problem
for vaccine
in the long
development.
Because if we have a big second wave, then a vaccine would be really useful.
Yeah.
Right, so I don't know if they're, because it's Oxford University, they might just travel and do, like, just, you know, just find people in neighboring countries or parts of the world who might want, like, I don't know what their plan is. I just remember reading that headline a couple days ago.
Right.
All right.
Oh,
definitely
another thing.
Definitely a double-edged sword there. Yep.
What else is going on in the world?
Yeah, there's good.
A big continuation in our podcast has been the man himself, Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like it wouldn't really be our last episode if we did not get a little quick update on what, you know, Musk has been up to lately.
As known as Alien Time Traveler.
Yeah, I mean, it's very, very possible.
That's one conspiracy, I believe.
So, his child, it's not A-12 anymore because he changed it. Now, it's like
XII, I think.
Basically, the Roman numeral 12.
The same way?
Right. They probably will. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, they gave him a nickname.
Yeah,
Little X.
Yeah, Little X.
Did he get that from Little Nas X?
Maybe. I don't know. But,
that might have been inspiration. Probably not.
But, Elon Musk's girlfriend came out and said about a week ago that the child's nickname is Little X. So... that is...
what happens when Little X grows up, though?
Is he still gonna... wait.
Big X?
Big X?
What? Like, what? Little X becomes a... like, when Little X becomes a teenager, is he gonna be, like, Medium X, then? And, like, what...
I mean, what... okay, what is this kid going to write on, you know, the top of his test?
How is...
I mean, that's my big question.
Yeah, like...
I think if he just wrote X and then the AE symbol, I feel like... He doesn't even need to write the full name. People will just know.
I mean, plus he is going to his dad's school.
Yeah.
So, true.
His dad's school is quite something.
It really is. That's like what I feel like our SAT should look like.
Oh my gosh. Our SATs are like... oof.
I still haven't taken mine because it got canceled.
Oh yeah. Have they said anything about that?
Well, they released new test dates. One's at the end of August, and then there's another at the end of September. And the one for August filled up very, very quickly, so I have to wait until September now to take it.
Ooh.
So that, you know, that affects a lot of things. That affects, you know, where I'm applying, when I'm applying.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of schools, or there's a university in California that dropped the SAT, ACT requirements. A lot of schools are making exceptions.
Right. Yeah.
Because of all the chaos.
But right, what about the kids that are, like, they're kind of,
stuck
planning on doing well on the SAT? I was hoping for that.
Or even, like, the PSAT, like, the PSAT 11 or something.
Yeah.
Like, scholarships kind of that. Like,
definitely. So... it's a lot to think about.
That is, and that sucks because, you know, like you said, you gotta have, like, a plan going forward. Like, when are you gonna apply? It affects everything, like, in terms of applying for a university.
It does,
for sure.
And then if it's your first time taking the SAT, you gotta see, like, because it's always good to take it, you know, at least twice, because you'll likely improve your score.
I haven't taken it at all.
So. That sounds bad.
Yeah,
you can do this,
Jaden. It's not ideal.
Yeah.
Thank
we
you.
Believe
I
in you, Jaden.
And all of our other listeners,
I have
can
more time.
Yeah, you got more time to study.
I have a little bit more time to study, so.
Yeah, honestly, I
have the summer.
Khan Academy, they have a great SAT thing.
Yeah. And you already are at an advantage because, you know, you read and edit articles. And I'm just going to say, when I did the English portion on the SAT, I felt like I was cheating because I was basically editing articles. That's what it felt like.
Oh, yeah.
So.
People taking newspaper journalism.
Yeah.
A little bit of advantage. We're kind of already used to it.
Yeah. Hey, another reason to join publications.
Please do, because I have no idea how many people I'm doing the newspaper with next year.
Should set a podcast club.
A podcast club. There you go.
Oh my god.
A class.
I feel like that could be good.
There you go.
I feel like you'd have some interest.
Right, you know, I could get some people. Hopefully. We'll see how it all turns out and how we're gonna move forward. But
and hopefully the college will return
next year.
Yeah. Hopefully College Board handles SAT better than they handled the AP testing.
Oh yeah.
Ooh. So
those were issues.
Yeah, they were. And even when I signed up for the September one, they only had one location open and only a few, you know, seats left.
Wow.
So true, because social distancing and everything, they have to make it even smaller. Those rooms
right,
are packed.
Like, really take it next to somebody.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even think about that, because when I took it the second time, I had to, like, drive all the way to Clarkston, and that was, like, a packed room, and those spots were, like, you know, filled to the brim. I couldn't even think about it right now. That sounds bad.
Oh, yeah. So I had to take mine all the way in Flint, and, you know, they had their whole cafe.
Isn't too far.
All right.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not a bad drive. And Milford's kind of nice.
Not too bad.
Especially downtown Milford. Downtown Milford is so pretty.
It is very pretty. So, you know, after I take my test, I could just hang out there.
Yeah. You can go to downtown Milford and just, you know, hit the streets, I guess, and, you know, hit a couple shops.
With my mask on, of course.
Yeah, with your mask on, of course.
Right, practicing.
Oh.
Good 6 feet apart, away from everybody.
I noticed, I know how you mentioned, like, some stores said they, you know, like, are counting people, but I also noticed a lot of stores, like, they have a people up front checking if you wear a mask, and...
Oh, really?
A really dumb thought came into my mind the other day. I was like, what if I get a giant blow-up hamster ball, and I get in it before I enter the store, and then I roll through? Does that count? Do I have to wear a mask in my hamster ball, or am I good?
I don't think so. I think you're all protected.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, plus, the point of the mask is to block your
air.
Oh, yeah.
mouth particles, I don't know how to word that.
Right, and I mean, it'll also help you maintain a good distance away from everybody. So,
yeah, I'll be...
Honestly, that might be our future, Cameron.
Yeah, just like the movie Bubble Boy, if anyone has seen that.
Well, podcast is, you know, calling it right now. Hamster balls are our future.
Could you just imagine sitting in class, a set of chairs, everyone has hamster balls?
Oh my god.
That sounds like something that would happen in, like, a really bad movie of the future.
Oh gosh.
But, you know, 2020 is kind of a really bad movie about the future, so.
Oh yeah.
And I saw this, the amount of memes that are going around, I have been in meme heaven.
I saw this video. It was basically like a person time traveling, going back a couple months to themselves in January, and were like, yeah, I can't really, like, tell a lot because, you know, butterfly effect, but you may want to get a dog and find some more hobbies and, like, all this, and it was, like, insane.
Yeah, I saw this meme just this morning. It was like, some time travel comes back, like, oh, is it 2020? Has the bad event happened yet? And the person's like, the person from the present is like, that 2020, has the bad thing happened yet? Wow, that really narrows everything down.
It does.
I mean, it's starting to look brighter.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, maybe it was only like the first half.
Yeah,
and leave
it to our generation. We create humor and light through our internet memes.
Yep.
So our generation was given the opportunity to.
I saw the
our
meme.
Our generation has very well documented.
I saw
everything. I anticipate the A push exams of the future will have some very interesting DBQs.
Oh yeah.
I'm sure our kids down the line are in the future are going to be learning about 2020.
yeah, 2020 is going to be a big chapter, probably.
2020 should just be a book. It shouldn't be a chapter. Just a big
that
book.
That should be a whole class.
Like, it's just a separate, yeah, like you said, separate class.
History of 2020. Yeah, well.
Like, you know, murder hornets, corona, like.
I have not seen any murder hornets.
Yeah, neither have I.
Why am I saying this like it's a bad thing? Like, I'm kind of disappointed.
Well, I mean, that's the cicadas coming out of hibernation, so.
Yeah, I mean.
Ooh.
I think it's either 7 or 17 years since they came up. And in South Carolina, they're coming out of hibernation in, like, mass thousands and thousands and thousands of them.
Okay, I'm glad I don't live there anymore. Ugh.
So be prepared for the cicada invasion.
Grandma, Grandpa, watch out.
Yeah. You know, hopefully they stay out in Michigan because, you know, we're cold and have weird weather, so.
Gretchen Whitmer won't allow them.
Yeah. You can stay stay in South Carolina cicadas. Like, there's a reason why I left South Carolina. Now, that wasn't one of them, but I'm going to say that's one of them.
Yeah, after a long 17 years, cicadas emerge from the ground as nymphs. Nymphs climb to the nearest tree available to shed their nymph exoskeleton.
Ugh.
1.5 million cicadas expected to emerge after 17 years. I don't know if that's all in South Carolina or across the entire U.S. I just remember reading an article specifically about South Carolina a while back.
Don't come to Michigan, please.
Yeah. question. What's
please don't be murder cicadas.
What's a predator to cicadas?
I will Google that.
All right.
Cameron has an idea.
I got an idea. Like.
Commonly eaten by birds and sometimes by squirrels, as well as bats, wasps, mantises, spiders, and robber flies.
All right.
Okay, well, we have plenty of those here.
I got a...
How do cicadas protect themselves? They do little to defend themselves. They fly poorly, don't bite, and taste great.
All right. So all we have to do is get murder hornets and put them in South Carolina and him gets rid of cicadas.
Two birds with one stone.
But then murder hornets.
We're South Carolina, though. murder hornets, then.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that.
So, what's predator to the murder hornets? Probably nothing.
Yeah. Okay, so everyone get a parrot.
Everyone stop getting puppies. Everyone get parrots.
get parrots, get sugar gliders, and you're set.
Maybe a pet squirrel.
Yeah, sugar gliders. Flying squirrels.
The main predator of murder hornets is the praying mantis.
Oh, those are cool.
Okay.
We have some of those.
That is a very graphic description.
Okay, well, we don't really have to read that.
I'm not.
But
it just went very in-depth on how praying mantises prey on murder hornets.
Wait, what?
I do not want to read that.
Pray mantis kill murder hornets? Holy cow.
Do you want me to read the article?
I
kind of want you to send us the article. Because, I don't know if YouTube would like that.
Just send it in the chat.
Yeah, just send it in the chat. There you go.
I'll just read the one sentence. Gotta love the internet. You can find quite literally anything.
That's very true.
Well, is there anything else going on in the world that we haven't covered yet?
Oh my gosh. Dang. I just now saw that in chat. Dang. What else is going? Dang, praise mantis are brutal, man. That is brutal.
Yeah, audience who might be wondering, I'm not going to use the exact... They're, like, kind of like the zombies.
Yeah, they're like zombies.
Bugs.
Like,
if that gives you any sort of perspective.
Like, I'm sure everyone's probably seen an episode or a highlight of Walking Dead here and there. You know what those walkers like to eat.
I hope no one's eating right now.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, never watch The Walking Dead and and you're having breakfast at the same time. Never do that. I did that once and was like horrified.
Or Grey's Anatomy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, any hospital show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god, I remember I went to this restaurant and they were playing some sort of really graphic hospital show on all of the TVs.
Oh my god. It was gross.
Yeah, I can't even, you know, every girl, it seems like, loves Grey's Anatomy, but I can't get through it because I can't deal with all the blood and the... little fun fact about me.
I went through a phase with The Good Doctor when it first came out. I haven't really had time to watch it, so I just kind of stopped watching it after a couple episodes, but I like to watch TV with dinner, and the surgery shows are not good for eating.
Oh,
not
yeah.
Recommended.
Definitely.
Well, ugh. I feel like it's been a great podcast, guys.
Yeah. It's a little bit longer, but, you know. It was a good one.
It's a season finale.
Yeah, it's a season finale.
It's been a great season. Really glad we started this. Cameron, Jessica, good luck in your future endeavors.
Thank you.
Good luck to you, Jaden.
Yep. You're going to do amazing,
awesome
Jaden.
Next year.
We believe in you, Jaden. You're going to take the call cast to new heights. You'll get that Quick Trip sponsor.
I will try my best. I really appreciate it, guys.
All right, Cameron, you get Quick Trip. I got Speedway.
All right.
They just send me the deals.
All right, we will.
Okay.
Well, and good luck to everyone. Have a great summer. We hope you enjoyed listening to our podcast. Hope you found all of this entertaining. You learned a lot. Had some fun.
Yeah.
And good luck next year. All the standardized tests, college apps.
And just be safe next year too. Like, we don't know what, you know, the eventual second wave coming, or if it's coming, or how all of this gonna work. But, you know, just be safe, guys.
Yeah, we don't know what's to come, but you know what? No matter what. Especially for, you know, incoming seniors who are hoping for, you know, all of their senior experiences, we'll make it work regardless, no matter what happens.
Yep.
We'll find a way.
I cannot believe I am saying this for the last time. Callcast crew, signing off.